This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Developing Islamic Lifestyle through Shahr Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us of how to shape our lives and develop Islamic lifestyle through the blessings of the blessed month of Ramadan. Let's learn from the best. Verily, the month of Allah is approaching you with blessings, mercy, and forgiveness, a month which is the best month in Allah's view. Its days are the best days, and its nights are the best nights, and its hours are the best hours. It is a month in which you are invited to be Allah's guests and chosen to be of those with divine honor. Your breathing in this month is counted as tasbih, and your sleep as worship. Your rituals are accepted and your prayers are granted. So ask Allah, your Lord, with a sincere intention and a purified heart to give you good luck for fasting and reciting His book. Since unlucky is the one who misses God's forgiveness in such a great month. Brothers and sisters, Allah's mercy is at your disposal. Allah wants to forgive you. You just need to turn to Him. And it's not difficult. Of course, shaitan is going to make it look like a daunting task, something that you cannot for the life of you achieve. It's not like that. Allah is waiting for His servants. And what better month there is than the month of mercy, than the month of Ramadan, for you to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connect back to Him. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the Islamic lifestyle, the Islamic viewpoint, through Shahr Ramadan and how we are supposed to develop that lifestyle and viewpoint. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Remember, while you are hungry and thirsty, the hunger and the thirst of the hereafter. Pay charity to the poor and the needy. Respect your elders and be kind to the younger. Visit your relatives. Save your tongue from what you are not supposed to say, your eyes from what you're not supposed to look at, and your ears from what you're not supposed to listen to." Brothers and sisters, these are those reminders that we all need, and I need them more than every one of you. Isn't it the time now that we start listening to these divine teachings of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam? This is the time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is expecting us to open up our hearts to the teachings, the divine teachings of Allah and Prophet. If we are able to do it in this month, great. But if we miss this month, we don't even know if we're going to witness another month of Ramadan next year or not. So consider it to be a chance, a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is giving His servant to come back to Him, turn back to Him, and change for good. You know, all of these things that are mentioned, our conscience and our soul and our subconscious, all of it bears testimony that these are good things. So why in the world would we deprive ourselves of adopting these good things? dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.